Right, I mean, if I go back to prep school, junior school, the boarding school there, no, there were effectively no real adjustments made at all, apart from we built a little wooden ramp so that I could get out of one door to get outside on the ramp, so I could get in and out of the building whenever I wanted to. But no, I mean, the dormitories were upstairs, and I just had to crawl upstairs and crawl along great miles of corridors. I mean, there was one point it was probably 100 yards from the top of the stairs to the dormitory, and I just had to crawl, shuffle along on my backside, and get splinters in your backside from the wooden floors. When I went on to public school in Cambridge, again, you know, there was nothing particularly done for me, but again, there were two steps up into the house that I was living in, and so I made myself a wooden ramp there. By that stage, I was quite skilled in carpentry, so I made my own wooden ramp, and that lasted all the 5 years I was there. And in fact, when I went back to the school about 10 years after I'd left, my little wooden ramp was still there, and you could still see people would go all the way past the steps and go up the wooden ramp and come back to go in through the door. But no, I then had to, again, a lot of the lessons were upstairs, and so I made a little sling seat out of canvas, and had two poles would go through eyelets on either side. And so we'd get to the, say, the physics class or whatever, and I'd just get to the bottom of the stairs, and four boys would pick up, you know, one corner each of them, one of the ends of the poles, and the four of them would just pick me up, carry me upstairs, and dump me on a chair in the classroom.